consider them to be New Order. I consider them as much New Order as I consider myself to be Joy Division. So the contention of it is that we're both playing, aren't we? It's just that they're using the name New Order, in my mind, fraudulently, because they didn't consult me or didn't get my permission to use it. So it's a bit of an interesting situation that we've ended up in. But the thing is that playing the Joy Division stuff as I did, and realising how much people enjoy it, it did make you wonder why you waited 30 years to do it. And the weird thing about New Order, as I call them, is that before we split up in 2006, they were very, very reluctant to play any of the old stuff. I mean, Bernard and Steve didn't rate it and wouldn't play it. And it was a frustration, actually, because I thought some of the early stuff, like the Joy Division stuff, was wonderful. And, you know, you had the opportunity to play it, but there was, an attitude of disinterest in doing it, you know, and they've actually proved it by pretending to be New Order as they are now. They've hardly changed the set in 2 years, so they're just acting, Bernard and Steve are acting the same way they were before we split up in 2006. Mm. And the thing is that it's one thing that playing the Joy Division stuff has taught me is that people like to hear all the songs. And you're playing Movement, which I consider to be, and when you listen to it, you can hear it, is a Joy Division musical album with New Order vocals. It actually leads you into New Order very well. And my decision, actually, was that I would like to play every song written chronologically before I kick off my shoes, shall we say, and go and join Ian in the great orchestra in the sky.